This is an exciting time of stability and growth for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. I'm grateful to our amazing team of musicians, staff, and the entire community for continuing to help us grow and thrive in these changing days. We are expanding our offerings to the community. We are hiring new musicians for vacant positions as sometimes people move out of the area. And important new initiatives like Wellness Arts, where through memory care, symphony musicians go and play in retirement communities, really changing lives through music and bringing back deep memories. We're grateful to the Foundation for the Roanoke Valley for helping as a grantor for that and other sponsors. From early age, where we partner with the schools and make music an indispensable part of kids' education all the way to the end of one's life, the symphony remains a vital part of people's lives. I'm constantly amazed when people hear a familiar piece, maybe from half a century ago, all of a sudden the eyes light up and people start moving. We've had people just spontaneously get up and dance along with the music, and I think that's absolutely beautiful. I think about the response that children have to music, which is to do what all healthy, engaged children do. They wiggle, they move. And when we do programs in the schools for the kids, I love that. I love to see kids getting physically demonstrative of the music. And, of course, at the appropriate time, sit and keep their hands folded as well. And it's all about teaching the difference and when it's appropriate. But one of the great privileges of my job is music director and conductor.
Now we're talking with David Stewart Wiley, music director for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. Let's talk about the Masterworks concerts, which is going to start the season this weekend. October 14th, Brahms and Beethoven. And I saw something on Facebook, I think, David, there's going to be some lost Brahms notes put back in this performance?
Yes, you're exactly right, Gene. The Brahms Symphony No. 4 is maybe his greatest symphonic utterance. Absolutely exciting cascades of brass, winds, a really difficult... During my study process for our preparations for doing Brahms 4, I got a copy of Brahms' manuscript, a facsimile, and much to my surprise, there were four extra bars that Brahms had written in there that never made it into the orchestra parts. He was debating maybe whether to include them or not, and the publisher did not. But in our performance with the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra on the 14th at the Berglund Center and on the 15th at the Moss Center, we will be restoring those bars. I've already put them in the players' parts, and the musicians and I are really excited to do, if you will, in 2017, a world premiere of Brahms Symphony No. 4.
And for someone like you, it's probably like finding gold, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a kid in a candy store. When I look through old manuscripts of composers, or quite frankly, doing a premiere of a wonderful composer of our time, the privilege of looking through the parts and being stewards of great music of the present and the past is something that we love. And our professional musicians in the Roanoke Symphony and I love that joy as being ambassadors for the music.
All right. We're talking with David Stewart Wiley, music director for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. And November 18th and 19th, Mozart and Mendelssohn. February 10th and 11th, I guess, next year, Vivaldi and Appalachian Spring. And then The Creation on March 10th, and then May 10th, Leonard Bernstein celebration. So talk about the rest of the Masterworks season.
Well, I'm going to work backwards. We're ending our season with a tribute to one of my mentors, Leonard Bernstein, and some great music from On the Waterfront, that Marlon Brando film we'll be doing, Candide, and of course, West Side Story, one of his greatest theatrical and musical achievements. I, as a youngster, was up at Tanglewood regularly, and then I did a production of Candide in Boston where we worked together to incorporate some of the Scottish opera version to the musical theater using the wonderful texts of Stephen Sondheim, who was one of the librettists for that setting of Candide. It was a great joy. He was so passionate about education and outreach, and in many ways I model my work as music director after Leonard Bernstein. We wanted to do this tribute in what would be his centennial year, and our beloved concertmaster this season plays the Four Seasons of Vivaldi, Appalachian Spring, a perfect piece for Virginia's Blue Ridge, if you will, Haydn's Creation with over 200 singers in our chorus, an amazing group of soloists. We welcome David Park, violinist, one of the concertmasters of the Utah Symphony, and a Heifetz protege to play the Mendelssohn Concerto. So on and on and on. This is an exciting year. Those are just a few of the programs we're doing. We have on our Destination series a program in tribute to the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Our Holiday Pops gets bigger and better. I want people to be as excited about their symphony orchestra and chorus as I am.